This is a presentation by Ash Luft from the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering. And the title of her talk will be Empowering Everyone with a Spark to Take Action. Ash.
Imagine waking up in the morning, sound the alarm going off. You reach out in the darkness to silence the noise. Then you get up, walk into the kitchen, the sun filtering in through the window. And you're thirsty, so you reach for a glass of water. But wait, how did you do all of that? You thought about taking an action, and then you did it. But how does that even work? It seems like magic. Well, when you think about something, your brain generates tiny voltages that travel down your spine and out to your muscle groups, allowing you to take action. So basically, whenever you think, there's a spark, and you can take action. Think, spark, action. We do this hundreds of times per day without even thinking about it. But what if one day you woke up and you couldn't? What if one day you woke up and reached out to turn off the alarm when you're armed in the middle? For many mobility-impaired people in the world, this is just part of their daily experience. And while they may not be able to take action in the same way others do, they still think, and they still have a spark. My research focuses on technology that can detect that spark. So after the person thinks, this technology can listen in and capture that spark, then use computers to perform some type of action. For example, the spark could be used to control an electric wheelchair, giving the user the freedom of independent travel. Or the spark could be used to adjust the volume on a smartphone, allowing the user to listen to music without assistance. To detect these sparks, I've developed a wearable device that measures tiny voltages on the skin called signals. These signals can be used to control all kinds of computer systems, from smartphones and laptops to smart homes or even vehicles. By adding more sensors and by changing the way the sensors are positioned, my device allows the user to take more actions than other devices using similar technology. This would sort of be like giving the user a joystick instead of a light switch. Imagine yourself sitting in an electric wheelchair. Would it be easier to control with a light switch or a joystick? This system has the potential to give back a sense of freedom and autonomy and to improve the quality of life for millions of mobility impaired people in the world. My research uses technology to listen so that everybody can think, spark, and take.